In this topic, we will learn how to notice people more fully. Many conversations stay shallow because we only ask about one small part of life. How are you? Buzzy. How is work? Fine. What is new? Not much. Those questions are not wrong, but they often do not help us see the whole person. People are not one topic. A person is not only a job. A person is not only a problem. A person is not only a mood. A person is not only a family role. A person is not only a church role. A person is not only a conflict. A person is not only a success or failure. An organic human is a God-created person made in the image of God with spiritual and physical life before God. That means every person has a body, a soul, a story, responsibilities, relationships, emotions, thoughts, faith, habits, hopes, pressures, and callings. When Jesus met people, he saw more than the surface. He saw the woman at the well as more than her reputation. He saw Zacchaeus as more than his money and corruption. He saw Peter as more than his failure. He saw the crowds as sheep needing a shepherd. People's skill confidence grows when we learn to ask questions that honor the whole person. This is where the 15 aspects of human life can help us. The aspects are not meant to make conversation complicated. They are a simple map for noticing more. Someone may be carrying a practical pressure. Someone may be tired. Someone may be emotionally heavy. Someone may be trying to understand a decision. Someone may be learning a new skill. Someone may be lonely. Someone may be wrestling with fairness. Someone may be trying to trust God. A shallow conversation often asks, "What topic can I talk about?" A loving conversation asks, "What part of this person's life needs attention, care, respect, or encouragement?" Agape love seeks the true good of another person before God. That means our questions are not tricks. They are not tools for control. They are not ways to impress people. They are acts of attention. They say, "You matter. Your life matters. I am willing to listen." This week, you will learn to use the 15 aspects as a curious conversation map. You do not need to memorize everything at once. You can begin with one or two better questions. A better question may open a better conversation. A better conversation may help someone feel seen. And feeling seen can become a doorway to encouragement, wisdom, prayer, friendship, or peace. Reflection question. When you talk with people, what part of their life do you usually notice first, and what part do you often miss? Gentle next step. In your next conversation, ask one question that helps you see the person as more than one topic.